All right, the Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB, where we are family. Great to have you aboard here this morning. First thoughts, actually, and what's on my mind is a very busy week of high school basketball. Did a home game Monday night, Tuesday. Sam Averly and I traveling to Superior, called a girls' regional quarterfinal game in Division I. Shahai pulled it off 61-43, which means they're off to Stevens Point tonight. Part of our girls' basketball tournament doubleheader on our Wogo Sports YouTube channel. Shahai at Stevens Point, 6:35 pregame. Same pregame for the McDonald girls hosting Cadott. And also on our Wogo Facebook channel, but the Shahai game will have on radio as well. So, did a game last night, Chai in New Richmond. I do see my dogs occasionally. Athena likes to be fed twice a day. Wesley, one big bowl of food once a day seems to be working. Mixing their dog food with pumpkin these days. Missing my wife. She's due back next week, probably a week from today. I'll get to see her again. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. Okay, in the meantime, great to be with you here on the radio. WWIB, one of our popular segments on Fridays, is our headlines, and that's along after 7:45. Don't miss it this morning. Always good for a laugh or two, and we could use that in this crazy world we live in. This day in history, we go back to 1991, actually.
Kuwait is liberated. Iraq's army is defeated. Our military objectives are met.
President George Herbert Walker Bush announcing a ceasefire ending the Persian Gulf War. His popularity in just a couple months after that, in April of 91, was so high, well into the 80 percentile. How did he lose a year and a half later? You just never know. But he did, right? Ross Perot entered the race, and then he got out, and then he got in, and he still garnered 19% of the popular vote. Clinton won first of two terms. But George Herbert Walker Bush and Clinton went on to be good friends across party lines, which you don't see as much of that today, national or state politics. Also on this day in 2003.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Yeah, Fred Rogers, host of the popular children's television show Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, died in Pittsburgh at the age of 74. We'll hear more from him coming up and his song. In the meantime, our devotion this morning from Bob Goss, Live in Grace, Walk in Love, for February 27th, titled, Every Act of Love is a Profession of Faith. Hebrews 13:2 says, do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Wow, let me just say ahead of that, I'm going to a funeral tomorrow. I don't know if it's called a funeral or a celebration of life. It's for Dean Hansen. We were housemates, lived on the same floor of Larry and Marlis Griffith's home in October of 85 through May of 86. When his wife, Dean and Charlene, they tied the knot, May of 86, I do believe. I want to say the 10th. And he unexpectedly passed just over a week ago. They're expecting 1,000 people at his funeral at Bethesda tomorrow. He and Charlene belong in the Hospitality Hall of Fame. If you know them, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So he and they are on my mind as I read this morning. I used to think we were supposed to do nice things for people so we could get their attention and tell them about our faith. Here's a scenario. Someone needs food and you meet that need in a tangible way. Then, once you've helped them, you tell them about your faith, and if everything goes the way that you were hoping and they're willing, you ask if they want to repeat a prayer after you. Bob Goff says, Jesus never healed someone and then asked if they wanted to say a prayer to invite him into their life. When we look at the life of Jesus, we see him feed people simply because they were hungry, not because they recognized their desperate need for him. He healed people because they were sick and celebrated their wellness, not the path to getting there. He turned water into wine because the bride and the groom needed... He turned water into wine because the bride and groom needed more wine to celebrate, not so the celebration would become about him. Jesus met the needs of people simply because he loved them, no strings attached. We're not always good at that, says Goff. When we tie a religious experience or expression to our love, we turn our faith into a business deal. He goes on to say, I don't have these things figured out yet, but I've been on the lookout for ways to not make a business deal out of Jesus' deity. We have an organization that builds schools and safe houses and tries to get children out of some really difficult circumstances. When it works, we don't ask people to pray with us once they're free. We just celebrate their new lives. We don't limit the opportunity for a child to get an education to the kids who believe in Jesus. We don't think we lead people to Jesus. We think Jesus leads people to Jesus, and what we have the opportunity to do is to love people without an agenda. All this doesn't make what we do less worthy or more worthy. It just keeps what we do an expression of our faith, not a transaction. Most people know we love Jesus, and sometimes people ask us about him. That's terrific. We're always happy to talk about Jesus because he's our source of joy and excitement. I like that, and it reminds me of a line from Joseph Aldrich's book, Gentle Persuasion, where he says, love them until they ask you why.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor?
Remembering Fred Rogers as he passed 23 years ago today, WWIB. I didn't read the rest of the Bob Goff devotion. He goes on to say there's no undisclosed agenda we have going on behind the scenes. Are there things you're unintentionally doing that feel transactional with your beliefs? Be confident in this. Every act of love is a profession of faith because it whispers his name. Today's question, who could you love better without worrying how they'll respond? All right, well, something new here at WWIB is Made Pro's Veteran Cleaning Giveaway. And the company has a heart for service members and wants to make their lives a little easier by donating 1 4-hour cleaning.
And so this happens every month. So you can nominate someone. Head to WWIB.com/MadePro. That's WWIB.com/MadePro to nominate yourself or someone you know who served our country. Possibly their spouse is running their household without their loved one and could use just a little help.
And so our February winner this morning is David Dusick from Fall Creek. Congratulations.
Congratulations, David.
His wife, Wendy, says David is loyal and committed in each and everything he does. God and family first, work and social life second. He proudly served his country and acknowledges other veterans as his brothers and sisters.
Again, congratulations to our winner, David Dusick from Fall Creek. We thank you for your service. Made Pro Cleaning Service. You can find them at 3404 Mall Drive, Eau Claire. They bring us the Made Pro Veteran Cleaning Giveaway. We do this every month, and hopefully we'll have just a flood of nominations all the time, Havel.
Yeah, please submit that. You can do it easily at WWIB.com. In Germany, police were after a pickpocket that reached underneath bathroom stalls and stole money while people were using the facilities.
Authorities were especially upset because the thief left the scene of the crime without washing his hands.
That's a no-no.
People with bedtime snoring and breathing problems may actually be using up far more calories while they sleep.
That's because they have to fend off pillow attacks from their spouse.
Yikes.
Well, the Winter Olympics are done, and the Summer Olympics are coming up in 2 years in Los Angeles.
L.A., it's the only city where the torch relay could get stuck in traffic for 3 hours.
For sure.
Studies show that people who multitask between multiple screens are more likely to have emotional issues.
And so are the family members seated at the same table trying to eat dinner.
Exactly.
Researchers found that online shoppers are more likely to purchase the item with the most reviews, even if the reviews are negative.
I would never do that. Unless, of course, there was free shipping.
Mm-hmm.
With the NFL Combine this week, excitement for the next NFL season is beginning to mount.
Time to dust off those fantasy football spreadsheets that are more detailed than most people's retirement plans.
Right.
And finally, studies say men are 5 times more likely to be hit by lightning than women.
That's because most women are protected by the lightning-proof walls of something called common sense.
Uh-huh.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
It's the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, and the best of the week right now.
Hi, guys, Mark and Caleb. This is Christy Carr calling. And I listen to you every morning on the way to work. Been a long time since we talked. I met you at the bag throwing contest tournament years ago with Donna and I. We were the sister act. Well, anyway, I'm responding to the chili cook-off questions you've got. And I just recently won a chili contest. I came in second, but they had to have a taste-off with first and second. And I just have to tell you, I don't put anything very interesting in my chili. I make it just the good old-fashioned way, the way my mom taught me, I guess. I don't salt and pepper it.
Hi, this is Ann from Chippewa Falls, and I have cabin fever.
Warning, cabin fever detected.
Well, she really got it out there, Caleb.
That was fantastically done. Well done, Ann from Chippewa.
I don't put chili powder in it.
Grammy Award-winning country singer Johnny Cash was born on this day in 1932 in Kingsland, Arkansas.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Yeah, Johnny Cash also in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Country Music Hall of Fame.
I don't put garlic in it.
Well, I have a song that I was going to play, and I am still going to play it. But when your three-year-old uses his mom as a proxy to text you and say, could you play Lemonade? You play Lemonade. Buddy, here's Forrest Frank.
The love of God has got me clean. No old spice. That desert I was in was deep. So dry.
I just make it with everything that should come in a chili. Beans, hamburger, the tomato sauce.
The question is, what did me and one of my daughters do together recently?
Yesterday, we heard from Eau Claire, Augusta, Ernie, Barron, Chippewa Falls, Ladysmith, Alma Center, Osseo, Bloomer, Fall Creek, Stanley, Rice Lake.
Hi, Carrie from Augusta.
Carrie, go ahead.
Is it going to the DMV to get a real ID?
Going to the DMV to get a real ID. They have like the special markings and stuff like on there.
Yes, that's it. That's what we did recently. You're the winner.
Well done, Carrie from Augusta. We've got two Mycon Cinemas movie passes. Yes, they went together to get their real ID.
And way to go. Have you done that?
Thank
do you have
you.
Real ID, Carrie?
I do, but we're taking a choir on a trip, and they need to do that as well.
So yeah.
That's why it came to mind.
There you go. Personal experience always helps.
I don't put tomato soup in it. I don't put tomato juice in it. And it came in second. So I guess, you know, the good old-fashioned way is always good enough, too. My favorite, I like it served over macaroni and cheese. Hey there, WWIB. I had two blind horses all winter to take care of outside, and I am so ready for spring. Here is my cabin fever scream.
Is that a world record?
Oh, my goodness. It's been a fun week. Thanks for putting it together, Havo.